I am. Why is it important to find the 12 castles?
You asked for them.
And could you tell us what they were built for?
Yeah, back to where you've never been. Back to where you've never been.
But in this world?
Yeah, season 4, episode 8.
That's also French.
It is, yes. We're going to bring you all the way up to the anomalies. When you start having anomalies, even as God, you can still cause and engage anomalies. So that one for you, Brian, would be Welcome to Westfield, which is number 12.
I wanted to ask you also about the dream I had. You were talking all night long. I recognized, like, some words from the wake, and you were, like, editing.
And remember
dream.
The little Nikki? Remember little Nikki, the show Little Nikki, the movie Little Nikki? Adam Sandler.
No.
Watch Little Nikki, that'll help you, because that's sort of like what the nighttime was like. With Rodney Dangerfield, he was the devil. It was great.
I asked Lucifer to teach me how to speak angel, and then I had this dream where I was, like, producing a very wonderful sound, and I woke up and I was shaking. What was that?
You were asking the devil to help you with crap.
But it felt very nice. But I woke up and I was really shaking.
So you're saying Lucifer is the devil?
No, I don't feel he's the devil. I think he's like any other archangel.
No, I was asking Ion. You said Lucifer, and Ion said that you asked the devil. Was that Lucifer, or was it something
Lucifer
else?
Lucifer is the devil. He's the devil. Yeah, it's fine.
The details. Lucifer's the details.
The devil's in the detail. That's right.
I've seen it advertised, this new series called Lucifer.
It's pretty good. They try to make Lucifer a hip-hop, and it doesn't work very well. But they're trying. It's okay. You know, they're trying to make him a Wall Street bastion of something.
Why do the people in La Loire prefer Saint Michael?
Because he was the closest one that connected. They believed that the ground gave them grapes. They didn't think anything else. And with the grapes, they made wine. And with wine, they were something. Cheese was good there, too. But they weren't about the cheese. They were about the wine. And so they had to connect where the grapes grew.
Could he help me find the castle?
Yeah, but you've already found about 8.
8 archangels?
8 castles.
You were telling me the Melusina tower, cylinder,
yes,
had some relations. It was also some connecting point.
The Habsburg.
Did you just mention the Eleusinian Mysteries, Roxy? Is that what you were saying? Eleusinian?
No, Melusina. The,
oh, Melusina. Is that M-E-L?
The woman that was like a siren.
M-E-L-U-S-S-I-N-A, Melusina.
Yes. Yeah, that's how you got absinthe.
From her? Is that a person?
Well,
Melusina,
she's like
a person?
A shapeshifter.
And who's Michael? Were you citing Michael the angel for the Loire Valley?
Yes, he's everywhere. And Chambord is aligned with Mount Saint Michael and Giza.
And Giza?
The pyramids of Egypt.
But that Habsburg absinthe is all the rage.
Ion, I would like to go back to that table in my dream that you mentioned.
Yes, and actually it's our table, but yes. the satinwood straw band inlaid Herder Brother library table?
Yes, and where was that table? You said it was in the 1600s.
It was at J.W.'s house.
Oh, okay.
Bob wouldn't let you just pin anywhere. You had to have Bob to make that work.
And the first time you mentioned Ulfinel Hobab was in my private session. And you said... Oh, and when the next one, you announced it at the end of one session. The next session, I asked you why you mentioned Ulfinel Hobab. And you told me to get the...
Concordance.
Strong. Yes.
Strong.
There's no Ulfinel Hobab in the Concordance.
Well, you don't have to rewrite it then, darling. Isn't that how that works?
And
it's great.
Said,
that's what I'm saying. You can rewrite the rewritten rewriter. We did it for Revelation. It was revelating.
And then Bob got frustrated and said, Ulfinel Hobab is becoming and so are you. Oh, you said that, and Bob said, that's just all it means, is we really couldn't figure it out. So you're always literal. So I looked up what does becoming mean, and it's suitable or appropriate for a particular person or in a certain situation, causing someone to look attractive, having a flattering or attractive effect. What is my relationship to Ulfinel?
Friend.
And is there any part of the Bible or history you could point me to that would reveal more about the relationship of Ulfinel, Hobab, and myself?
Samuel 8:16.
Very good, very good.
Okay, I'll look that up. And now someone's ringing my doorbell.
That's me.
Isn't that fun? He's a confidant.
I think I have to go.
Oh,
okay, thank you,
okay,
Ion.
Bye.
Say, Ion, you would give names at the end of private sessions, and they had something to do with the character resonance with the client. Why was Deb given the name Ulfinel Hobab?
Because.
Just because?
Mm-hmm. If ever a whiz there was.
Is that why I didn't, when I met Deb in person in September 2014 in Maryland, I didn't recognize her? That's because I knew her through Ulfinel.
Well, you said I did look familiar.
Yes, you looked, I thought you were some journalist I knew from 10 years before. You looked familiar, but... I had no idea you were you. You were Deb. So
you can't go by Bob.
Well, he looked good. They both looked great. There was a real sense of familiarity when our eyes first met.
Yeah.
And Bob, you had mentioned something about a family you knew in Norway.
The Gerholtz. You reminded me of the Norwegian family in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia, the Gerholtz. Gerholts. So I guess I was looking at it and I said, I know this person, but I had no idea you were connected to the Ionettes. And I was wondering why you were there. We knew each other in another context. That's what I felt.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was shocked that it was Deb. So that familiarity in another context, Ulfinel has nothing to do with the Ionettes. So I was being Ulfinel when I looked at you. I saw you as Ulfinel and said, well, she has nothing to do with this place, but I know her from somewhere. I didn't think you had anything to do with the Ionette scene there.
She didn't either, Bob.
Yeah, true. But by the end of the weekend with Deb, she decided I was an alien. I became very endearingly strange to her.
Oh,
yeah.
Bob,
did
you let your little tail come out again? He's got these Lemurian eyes that are just ever so funny. It'll really make you hot, too, if you get right close to him. It's just too much. You just can't dance. Just want to take your little lizard tongue and go to licking on him everywhere.
Oh, God. I just thought he's definitely from another world.
Yeah, but at least.
You sit in the hot sun and sweat in the same shirt for 3 days and never have BO.
Yeah, that's right. That's pretty much.
That's Bob.
So no connection with Cambridge, Ofenel, and Bob and me.
What's no connection?
Well, you said that it had nothing to do with Ofenel Hobab. Didn't you say that?
No, I'm saying Ofenel Hobab had nothing to do with the Ionette scene. So I was Ofenel when I looked at you. I said, this person is not connected to the Ionettes here. She is here, I reckon. Why is she here? This is someone from another part of my life somewhere else.
A different genre.
That's why I was shocked. Yeah, another genre. That's why I was shocked when you turned out to be an Ionette. I couldn't believe you were Deb.
So what genre would that be, Ion?
A one that makes Bob a neo-Nazi kraut.
Yeah, running a camp in Norway.
Yeah. Oslo, by the way.
There's a bunch of people here. Why don't you ask a question?
No, you're not on mute anymore.
Go ahead, speak.
Earlier, you mentioned Akhenaten and something that I have in my notes about Akhenaten's sister and wife, KV35YL.
Yes.
The chest cavity was caved in and the right arm was removed. And those artifacts, along with the real eye block, were put under the left front paw of the Sphinx.
Yes.
Two questions from that.
Okay, the first answer is a part of it was listed also in the registry of the Ottoman Empire, where they have John the Baptist's head and John the Baptist's finger. There is also a DNA sample in the Ottoman Empire in Turkey.
Something like the finger or the right arm, why would those things be removed?
Well, we had to have proof.
Yeah, but it wasn't like a leg was removed or another part of the body.
Well,
that's
all you needed the fingerprint. You can't run the recognition without the fingerprint, so you just take the arm. No problem. Animation is everything.
Did it have anything to do with nails?
No.
The fingernails?
No.
You specifically said the real eye block. And is that real eye block the same as the eye block that's in our RNA drops?
Yes, it is. But it's not the D cell, it's the I cell.
And moving on to the hypothalamus, last year we were talking a good deal about it, and something I have down from Connie's notes when she was reading from her notes.
Oh, yeah, about the Battle of Vienna. Yes, we know all about it.
The Battle of Vienna?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so from her notes, she said, Ion, you say when you cut yourself off from source, you activate chromosome 14. So in this instance, is source something from the hypothalamus? And you said yes. My question is, if the hypothalamus is extending, is the reconnection to source also taking place?
Well, we say yes, but you got to look at your perspective. The only way that answer works every single time without further exception is from the perspective. Is it from the inside out or the outside in? That's how you got to look at it. And if you can look at both ways, if you see it both ways, then it makes sense and you can understand or get or embrace the connection.
Inside out and outside in.
Correct. Because if you look at it from that way, that's how the Ottomans made it anyway, the whole dynasty. Even after the dissolution.
And can we say source and non-physical are the same?
Say it again. Source and?
Non-physical are the same.
Say it again. That's the thing. If you can say it again, probably not. They would be interchangeable as one. And if you have to say it again, probably not. There's a difference.
So they're not the same. Okay.
Not every time without failure exception. That's what you're asking about.
Well, you're speaking of the Ottoman Empire, in my notes I have that cloud was created.
The Tecumseh Palace, specifically.
Tecumseh Palace? What about that palace?
Yes. That's where the DNA stuff is stored.
Oh, so Tecumseh, is that T-A-K-A-P?
No,
T-O-P-K-A-P-I. Top Cappy. Look at the movie in 1964.
No, it's an empire. It's a palace where the Ottomans, that was their imperial mosque or a representation of their palace.
Okay.
The place. It's a magazine. It's in Turkey.
It's an empire?
Constantinople. Constantinople.
You see, there's a line that has been drawn down through the ages. And on this line, there stands an old rugged cross. And on that cross, there's a battle. And it's raging for the game. Man's soul or its loss. On one side march the forces of evil, all the demons and all the devils of hell. But on the other, the angels of glory, and they meet on Golgotha's hill. The earth shakes with the voice of the conflict, and the sun refuses to shine. For there hangs God's Son in the balance. And if through the darkness he cries,
it's finished, the battle is over. It's finished, there'll be no more. It's finished, the end of.
Prisoners of war had come home. They were battlefields of my own making. I didn't know that the war had been won. Oh, but then I heard that the King of the ancients had fought all life's battles for me, and that victory was mine for the claiming. And now, praise his name, I am free.
The battle is over.
I recognize those lyrics from your words from earlier.
Yay, and it was by the Gator Band. That's what Bob calls the Gators.
I looked up Topkapi Palace, and it means Cannon Gate. It was a large palace in Istanbul, Turkey. That was one of the major residences of the Ottoman Sultan for almost 400 years. Are they any way connected to the dynasties or to the 12 castles?
Yes.
Would that be an alliance between the Prussians and the Ottoman Empire?
It would be the essence of Babylon.
The Topkapi Palace, would that be the 12th castle or somewhere where the 12th castle is located?
Hell no. No, 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 no. Not even a castle, it's a palace.
Yeah, it's a palace.
You can see it in the museum, 1964. Whatever movie, Topkapi.
Go to Istanbul and walk in it if you want to.
That Greek actress, famous 60s, 70s actress, plays in it, I think.
Gina Lola Brigida. Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
no,
yeah,
no, that's Italian.
Yeah, yeah, come on.
No, the
Gina
Greek
Lola Brigida.
Begins with M.
That's it. That's the one. That's it.
The San Martin family, they're taking the drops. Is Saint Germain also taking them?
Yeah, just for fun. It's not required anymore, but it's just fun. It's just something you desire. It's not required. It's a desire. It's like Bob's ice cream. He doesn't require ice cream, but it sure makes his throat hole happy.
From listening to one of Bob's private sessions, it was actually the one where Jonathan was asking questions. When we were asking questions about the hypothalamus last year and why it was put in a jar, so in Jonathan's private session, it was revealed that they were put in the jars to preserve them for the afterlife.
Yes, the next life, afterlife. Life after love.
That's interesting because when we asked about that, you gave me the song Jar of Hearts, which I couldn't figure out. It's cool
now it's
starting
to make sense, huh?
Yeah, cool that.
Well, now look at it. That's fine. Think about that just a second now. That how it applies, and it took a full circle to get you there. We told you then.
But you gave me a song to figure it out, and now I just learned that they were actually put in the jars to preserve them.
Precisely.
Yeah, that was good. Good too. Get something connected, figure it out.
Ion, when you mentioned earlier about the water on Mars and the particulars of it, and it was kind of related to Axian water, Axian-like water, is that information going to be publicized about the water on Mars and make people ready for our
in a little
water?
While, in a little while. We're still just kind of downplaying it just a little bit because they want too much. But it's out now. I mean, you know, it's Bob, so what you going to do? Like I say, it'll be in the Washington Post by night. It's fine, don't worry. But we're not going to overwhelm it because there's no reason to. But see, that's where they're going to be able to connect it so it can be not from this world. People like the connections to things that are not from this world. They like what they can't have. See?
Right.
So when they can't have it, if it's something they're not able to connect to, they desire it more. Then if it's provided or made available or like lapis, then all of a sudden they can embrace it once they do. But otherwise, they may not know to embrace lapis as a wonderful thing. See? It's a mimicking meme that reminds you, the minor bird that reminds you of where you come back to. But now they're going to connect with it. They have to connect with it because it's what they remember. They're dying to find this water. They're dying to get the bread of life. They're dying for it. Can you imagine something so impressive and so significant that they're really to separate their meat-sack bodies to have it? They're dying except for it. So it's just kind of fun, but you gotta create the landscape. It's very mysterious, or it was. Bob doesn't leave anything to mystery anymore. He'll lay it right on out there. He'll take you to the white meat. No question. And it's beautiful because people then they have disdain or push away against it. But then after a little while, he doesn't go away, and now it's like, oh no. Oh, no, Bob didn't go away. What do we do now? Oh, no, he's taken over. Oh, no, he really did. Oh, no, it's heebie-jeebies all over again. What will we ever do? And that's what you run into. It's great fun.
And it comes back to Bob again. Thank goodness.
Oh, darling, you know it must. It just must. It's everyone's reason for being. Without Bob, there's just no reason, apparently. Mm-hmm. Ask Bob. He'll tell you. Yep. You don't need us to sing Bob's praises. Bob can sing his praises better than all of us.
Yeah. What is this Mars you're speaking of?
It's like the fourth rock from the sun.
Earlier, Brian, yeah. We were talking about the new planet that's being recognized, Planet 9 or something, and then it was just a sidebar that Ion said about the water on Mars was like axiom water.
Axiom-like water. Very good.
I just want to know if there is a Mars. In the creation stories in Genesis 1 or 2, when they talk about the heavens, there's no mention of planets anywhere. You know, it's only the Earth, the sun, moon, and stars. There's no mention of any planets.
It's heaven's veil, Brian. It's heaven's veil.
What is heaven's veil?
Genesis 1 and 2. It hasn't happened yet. It's coming.
It hasn't happened yet. It's coming.
Yeah, heaven's veil.
Are you speaking literally?
Yes.
Okay, so here's my question. Here's my question.
Okay, here's the answer. The answer is Job 22:14.
I'll look at Job 22:14.
No, you can ask your question, and then we'll give it to you. No worries.
Well, like I said, I'm starting over. I'm going to start all over. As far as I'm concerned, there's no fucking planets. The Earth does not revolve around the sun. It's all bullshit. Do we live on a ball? Do we live on a globe, or is the Earth a flat Earth plane?
Okay, so ask your question. You're going to like this.
We're going to have to get very technical here, but is the Earth flat, surrounded by Antarctica? Or now, most people think that Antarctica is on the bottom of this ball. I've also heard that Antarctica is a circle. It's a complete circle of ice. That's what holds the oceans in because we live on a flat Earth plane. Is that true?
And the answer to your question is, thick clouds are a covering to him that he seeth not, and he walketh in the circuit of heaven. Job 22:14.
So now can you give me that in terms that
that is the answer.
Understand?
That is the answer. Well, okay, we'll give it to you in the New International Version. Thick clouds veil him, so he does not see us as he goes about in a vaulted heavens.
What does that mean, a vaulted heaven? Does that mean that there's actually a physical dome over
The New Living Translations, for thick clouds swirl about him, and he cannot see us. He is way up there, walking in the vault of heaven.
Who's he? Is that a capital H-E?
Indubitably,
just
yes.
That would be you.
You got the snow globe stuff. You're always talking about snow globe stuff. Basically,
yes.
Snow globe. You got this round thing with a clear glass dome over the top of it. Would that be a representation of Earth?
Good enough.
I'm saying we live on a flat Earth plane. It's flat, right? You know, if you look out on the oceans, there's no fucking curvature. There is no ball from the evidence I've seen. And if there's a dome, as it says in Genesis, which we haven't got to yet, which you said.
Then that's too many words. You just said too many words.
Okay.
Isaiah 40,
right,
22. He sits enthroned above a circle of the earth, and its people are like grasshoppers. He stretches out the heavens like a canopy and spreads out like a tent to live in. Okay, that doesn't work, so let's try this one. Jeremiah 23:24. Who can hide in secret places so that I cannot see him, declares the Lord. Do not I feel heaven and earth, declares the Lord. Amos 9:6, if that's not enough. He builds his lofty palace in the heavens and sets its foundation on the earth. Now, wait a minute. Whoa, mule. Amos 9:6. He builds his lofty palace in the heavens and sets its foundation on the earth. He calls for the waters of the sea and pours them out over the face of the land. The Lord is his name.
If that's figuratively speaking, you'd have to define what he means by waters and what he means by land.
Then that's Luke 12, 2 and 3. For there is nothing covered that thou shalt not be revealed.
Do we live under a dome? Affirmative.
Job 22:15. Hast thou marked the old way which wicked men have trodden? It's circular, so the answer is circular.
Okay, well, there's a difference between circular and sphere, right? Sphere is a ball. Circular is just a circle. It's flat. It's flat. Is that what the earth is? Okay, look, we've got the continents. You got the Americas. You got North America, Central America, South America. Then you got Africa, and you got Asia and China, and you got Australia. And what I'm saying that they're not on a fucking ball. It's a flat earth plane, and it's surrounded by ice. You can call it Antarctica, whatever you want, which holds the oceans, because it's not a ball, because this fucking gravity fantasy is for the lies and deceptions that we live on a globe. We live on a sphere. I'm just asking. It's brought up because of her thing about Mars. Is there even other planets out there? I'll just take this approach. I say we live on a flat earth plane, and we're under a dome. It's clear as glass. We're under a dome. And nowhere have I found where there's any other planets. Oh, and obviously we don't revolve around the sun. The sun, is it inside the dome or outside the dome?
That's why we said Mars was the fourth rock from the sun. Because on that part, you're right. You would say Mars is not the fourth rock from the sun.
Does the Earth revolve around the sun?
No.
I'm not following the third rock from the sun.
You count them from in and out a planet. You're asking about Mars. We said it's the fourth rock from the sun.
Okay, look, I don't know what a planet is. I'm saying we live on a flat earth plane.
We can help you.
I say we live on a flat earth plane, and they added T to make it a planet, but that's beside the point. My point is what is a planet?
It's a large, round object in space which travels around a star.
That is according to whose definition?
Merriam-Webster. We prefer Noah Webster's, the lexicographer's version, but that's Merriam-Webster's conversation.
You say it's a round sphere that revolves around a star?
Yes.
About a star.
No, the star revolves around it.
The star revolves around it.
Yeah, another definition would be a celestial body held to influence the fate of human beings. That's the one you want. No, that's the one you want. A celestial body held to influence the fate of human beings. So that fits everything you're saying. So now you can fall off the world if you want to, or you don't have to. You can go to the edge and then circle the outside of it and call it a circle. It's still circular. You can loop into it or without of it. But without gravity, which is fixing to change, you're not going to recognize the planets anyway. So you're very apropos to question the very validity of all the time-space fields and the conundrums that doth ensue. So how very proper for you to not know what the lampstands are and know that those lampstands aren't on your planet. Very good.
Well, thank you for that, but
you're very welcome. A globe, an earth, a world.
No, wait. Mm-hmm. Are you saying a globe, an earth, a world are synonymous?
They are synonymous. They are. You can't say it either. I don't know why you'd want to, but it's okay.
Yeah. So help me with the third, or the, what did you say Mars was?
Fourth rock from the sun.
The fourth rock from the sun.
Do.
Okay, we'd have to do this step by step because I don't know how to, let's see. Is the sun inside the dome or outside the dome? Is there a, first of all, let me stop there. Is there
neither.
A dome? What's neither?
Dome it's not inside or outside the dome. And there is a dome, but the sun's not in or out of either.
Fuck. See, now, that's totally got me, I don't know how to... The sun,
you know,
neither
and it's
inside
okay because it's
outside.
Changing because you got to ask from your perspective, and your perspective doesn't preclude or include either, so it can't be
okay.
An either. Either, either, neither, neither, nor. Can't work. So, you
so help me. Okay, fine. Help
so
me
we're going to exclude it.
Then.
No, exclude it totally. You don't need a sun to be extended. You don't need a sun to be alive. You don't need a sun to stay on planet Earth. So therefore, let's just obfuscate the sun, and then it's not involved in the conversation. If it's not involved in the conversation, if you enjoy the benefits of what you are calling a sun, which you don't even know what is either, and you're right to say, I'm enjoying the benefits of lots of things that I don't know what the hell they are, like electricity. I'm mad as fucking hell because I don't have Coldplay, but if I had it up my ass, I wouldn't.
I don't know what electricity is. I don't know what the fucking earth is. I don't know what
a driver's license is for or what registration is. You got insurance. Hey, you got insurance on a vehicle that you're going to do bad things in that you don't even know what bad things you're going to do. So much so that you're going to give people money to reinsure for bad things that you may do in your damn truck. Now that's pretty good. Now let me tell you, as far as not knowing, you're banking on bad. You're banking on bad when you start putting money down on something for something you know you're gonna do wrong.
Yeah.
Perfect. It's great. You might as well go down to the courthouse and buy you a bond, so when you get put in jail, you'll have your bond already made. If that's the case, you can do bond insurance.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It's perfect. And then you'll be all ready to go. You did kind of stroll into that.
I was lost before, and I want to thank you for fucking getting me, if there is such a thing, even fucking more lost. Okay? But that's okay. It'll be all right.
Happy days are here again. Y'all better hurry up. Bob says you can go to sleep or the beach. You know that.
Ion, is the new planet have anything to do with the new antenna around the Capitol building? Is that how we were able to see that now?
No, the Wayfaring Stranger. Chuck Wagon Gang, Wayfaring Stranger.
So this is Sherry speaking. Who was on before? Eliza did the whole flat Earth thing, or was that Brian? Who did the flat Earth?
No, that was me. Eliza did the hypothalamus and some castle stuff.
What did we find out? What did we learn?
Fuck if I know, Bob. I learned that there's a dome over the top of us, and the sun is neither inside of it or outside of it. And I'm thinking, okay, well,
right.
I don't know what the fuck it is I see in the sky or how it works or applies, or but, you know.
Yeah, you got to start worrying about your visual ID, your birth certificate. Start checking out your tactile identity, your tactile ID in the interval.
Yeah, I got to get that tactile fucking interval bullshit down.
Yeah, non-visual. You got to go non-visual, Brian.
What's that mean?
Don't rely on struggles over your visual, paper, birth certificate, driver's license, IDs.
That's fine to say that, and I'll be the dumb one here, right? I'll play the dumb one. How does one live their life and operate in a world based on corporate policy. So that just
the
like
same way Queen Victoria did it without any of that. She made her own damn rules. It was her realm, her world, her castle, her subjects, her deal. She was a god on the goddamn throne, and she said how it went. She didn't ask another living soul how they felt about it. Not in my world. That's how it went. Chop their fucking heads off. It was real easy. And once you start chopping a few heads off, they back up or they run you over. And either way, you don't have to have the conversation anymore.
And who did she have chopping the heads off?
The legions of her servants.
Legions of her servants. Well, that's the thing, is getting these legions of my servant to recognize.
Well, now you're questioning whether or not you're God. If you're God, there ain't no question there. Stand back and watch the miracle-working power of an ever-loving God. You start laying about 20,000 down on one side and 50,000 on the other. In fact, they'll start asking a few questions, or they'll quit asking questions altogether.
20,000 what?
Meat sack little man.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay, Brian, we interrupted Sherry. Let Sherry go back on.
Okay.
It's fine, though.
Last week I asked you about a
You're welcome.
Thank you. I asked you last week about a hologram that someone was able to, like, project while I was standing next to them. And you said that we all can do that. I don't remember doing that now, because that was projecting a hologram while we were standing next to each other.
Okay, you also can't operate a 3D printer either. Did you know that?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, but they still are, and everybody can. You just hit print.
Right, okay.
We're not chiding you. We're just saying.
Yeah, I understand this. This is something I haven't learned, taken the interest to do yet. Now, the person that did that, you mentioned, is in a different world. I would very much like to find that person. Does the same thing apply about the 3D printer, about finding him?
Well, we say potentially, not every single time, so we have to be very careful. It'll end quickly otherwise, you see.
How can I go about finding him? Is there a way that I can go about finding him? Would that be other world travel?
Well, see, it's troublesome.
So you wouldn't recommend it?
It's okay. We put a picture of it on your little Uber Snatcher.
Why is it right now that so many people can't get on?
Because they can't get off. You got to get off in order to get on.
Right.
No. I mean, we're going to make it biological because that's all you understand. You all don't understand anything else.
Right.
No, we're not being crude. We're just saying.
Right. Okay.
Sure. You're talking about how people can't get talking to Ion right now?
Right. Like Susanna is trying to get on, and you're saying she's not muted, but she can't be but she's still not able to talk. She's talking but not being heard.
Yeah, what's going on there, Ion?
Well,
Trina, I believe. All of them.
Like, Susanna's speaking right now. Susanna's got the red vibration coming up. I can't hear Susanna, but I see her red marker. She's trying to say something.
Rainbows proves arcs, not spheres.
Rainbows prove arcs, not spheres.
Yes.
Ryan, would you have different questions or if you were awake? Or is that
when Brian's awake, he has no... I'm with Brian all the time, and he's so much fun. He is hysterical, but he only interacts with us when he's actually physically asleep.
Mm.
And it's fun.
How can I start to remember my dreams? Or how could Brian
It's not can
to
you, it's may you. It's not can you, of course you can, but may you, yes you may.
So it's just a matter of wanting to?
Bias is established by you.
So take it all.
We're not trying to introduce another glib, cliched archetype either. Because if you listen to that, you'll end up in the Quoker quadrant and someone will get up your bum. So we're not saying that either. We're saying just kind of take this from a logical, liturgical lethargy experience that sometimes can slow down the experience of time.
What is time?
Your expression of less thanness.
Who's this speaking?
Jerry.
That's Jerry. Okay. She talks right.
You say she talks right.
Like Penny. Like Penny.
So, can you tell us any more about the Axiom Water and when we might...
We've been talking about it in infinitum for like ever. And so, yeah, what you want to talk about?
Okay.
It's wet.
Okay.
It's not wet like you know wet. It has a negative pH, which is interesting. And once you drink it, you never get thirsty again for the rest of your life. And you'll enjoy sipping it more wonderfully than absinthe.
And that will be available?
Well, we say it already is, but y'all don't seem to think so. So give it a minute.
Can you explain its availability?
When you rain... So will it.
Let's talk about the egg again. The yolk and the albumin.
Oh, okay.
Last week you said that the yolk contains more plasma. Is the egg a useful representation for the heart and the pericardium?
Okay, the normal range is 3.5 to 5.5, or 35 to 55 grams per liter. It can range separately, but the albumin is about 50 to 60% of the blood plasma proteins.
The albumin is?
Yes.
And the yolk, then, is greater. There's a greater amount of plasma in the yolk, a higher percentage?
There would be.
What type of egg are you talking about, Gene?
Ion's been referring to albumin, referring to it, I think, representationally as a representative.
Well, that's albumin, but you keep talking about egg.
Albumin is the white of the egg.
So you're specifically speaking of a chicken egg?
Any egg that contains a yolk and a white.
The albumin is mainly in the liver, keeps your blood from leaking out of your blood vessels. The globulin is the different proteins, the alpha, the beta, and the gamma types. The globulins are made by the liver, but others are made by the immune system. She's speaking about the serum protein electrophoresis, Brian.
She's talking about an egg. And you're talking about...
No, she asked about albumin, how albumin affects the aorta and the heart work of the blood system, of the lymphatic system of the human meat sack body. Brian, my goodness.
Okay.
Thank you, Brian. Keep talking.
What do you mean? Hell, he just dumped my ass because he's talking about the blood. I heard you talking about a fucking egg and egg whites and egg yolk.
And which came first and why the chicken crossed the road. Yeah.
How about the egg, the ovum, in a human, well, I don't want to use human, but in a...
An alpha 1 globulin, it'll be 1 to 3 grams per liter.
And the globulin is the yolk?
Well, no, it would be the albumin. When you really get super high albumin levels, you're going to say it's the severe dehydration. But it's really not. It's your body actually hydrating what it really is. You'll see it.
It looks like
it's an example. It'll be in another one. It can cause Hodgkin's lymphoma. Which is great, because then you can actually make a cancer cell, and y'all can do everything under the sun, but you can't quite kill a cancer cell. So we think that's cool.
And globulin is super high albumin?
No, globulin is not super high. It's when the albumin levels are high, it will present as severe dehydration.
But I asked, how does globulin relate to albumin? Is it the same thing?
Yes, it will present as Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Globulin will.
Mm-hmm. Or hematocrit anemia. And we might bring back tuberculosis. That might be fun. We haven't had a good of tuberculosis in a long time. Why? Well, no, that's not for us. We'll talk to Dr. Dean and see what she thinks. It'll be fun. We'll go with what she says. So, y'all, forget that Crohn's disease. Ain't nothing to that. That's gone. We're going to forget that. And arthritis and all that blah, 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 and hyperthyroidism and all that kind of stuff. Forget all that. That's just crazy. Let's get something good like tuberculosis. It's fun. You can see that. You can x-ray that shit. It's great, great.
So, Ion, albumin, is that an actual word that's used to describe the fluids in the physical body?
Yes.
And Carolyn would know that.
Well, she says everything's in the WebMD and Wikipedia, so you don't have to ask us. You can find out everything yourself.
All I'm seeing is that it is described as egg whites. And
okay.
Part of the egg, and the body, human body doesn't have an egg white, but you said albumin is in the liver.
Made by the liver. Mainly made in the liver.
Ah, egg white consists primarily of about 90% water, into which is dissolved 10% proteins, including albumins, mucoproteins, and globulins.
Yum. By God, that lucky box done proved it right again. Boy, I'm telling you what, you just can't beat a good facial book these days. It'll tell you everything under the sun, moon, and stars. All we got to do is put everything that's ever known in the cloud, and once y'all don't got to know, y'all gonna be like Bob, you don't got to know nothing. You can look up everything, and then when we want you to find something, we can put in there what you're supposed to find. If it's in the lucky box, it must be right, because they can't put stuff on the lucky box that ain't right.
Okay, now, and then it says, unlike the yolk, which is high in lipids, the egg white contains almost no fat. So now, are we describing the human body in terms of an egg?
Pretty much. No, it's an ova. It starts as an ova.
And we're birthing.
Yeah, how very ridiculous, but yeah, we guess so.
No, so what's the egg?
The chicken or the egg, that's where Brian was forever was.
Well, Gene, you're talking about the egg or the ovum, I don't know, the substance. What about the form? How about the sperm? Bring in the sperm. Where's the sperm, Gene? Why are you being one-sided?
Gene, he's wanting some Jesus.
He likes to play that role of adversary, doesn't he, or antagonist, and it's actually working, so I'm not gonna judge it.
Yes, Brian can be God's representative of Jesus Jesus on the planet. It's great.
All right, Brian, you bring in the sperm.
Now what about it?
I'll bring in a sperm.
Talk
to me
about sperm, Brian.
Okay, I'll tell you about sperm, Gene. Here's the thing about sperm. I'll come along, I'll deposit the sperm, I'll plant the seed in the garden, and then I'm done, okay? I did my deal. I plant the seed, it's there, it gets in the egg, and it's over for me. I'm done. The rest is up to you, Gene.
No, I think we have to fertilize each other's eggs, Brian. I think all eggs must be fertilized. So you got an egg, too.
I do?
You know,
where is
when
it?
Those Y chromosomes take over.
What?
I don't know. XY chromosome. I'm thinking male, female. I'm thinking something's changing there, too.
Well, what's that have to do with me having an egg?
Because you have an unbelief that you're not an egg. You think you're a sperm.
Well, I hope
you're not a sperm, Brian. You're an egg.
Well, according to Ion, I'm God. See, I'm trying
to
figure out.
You're Humpty Dumpty. Bob plays
Humpty. Do the Humpty dance. The Humpty dance. Do a yoga inverted cat dog. You'll love it.
Well, if you're a god, you're both, correct?
I don't know.
We're the whole
I don't even know if the fucking world is flat or round. I don't know what the fucking sun is. It's not in the dome. It's not outside the dome. I don't know what the fuck it is. You see what I'm saying?
But even if you did know, it would just change pretty soon anyway.
Literally, you don't know, Brian, but come on, what about your knowing? You
yeah,
got knowing.
You're literally.
Not knowing. You're not
you
knowing.
Got knowing.
Well, I'm not being literal when I'm talking about my world or the world that I live in. I'm being actual, real. I'm trying to get out of the fucking literal world.
Bill, there's many callers on there that are not muted, and they can't be heard. So there's something wrong with the system that we can't hear them. And they're blaming me for muting them. Nobody's muted, but they can't be heard. So check that out, Bill.
All participants are now unmuted.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Oh, shit. Here comes everybody.
Hey.
Everybody.
It took Bill's special touch, Bob.
That was a mistake.
Yay.
Did you do something, Bill? Because there was a sound and then everybody could hear. So what caused the block, Bill?
You need to refresh your board, Bob. They were all muted.
How did my board get like that?
It just happens. I don't have any control
over okay.
It.
All right, so been on for so long. Okay, so I did not see anybody.
Ion, can you describe the sun?
Ion, tell me about why.
Can you describe the sun?
We don't know what the sun is. Please explain what it is. Is it a hologram?
Well, hell, do you know what the Earth is?
Well, I think you described it. It seems to be more flat, and it sounds like there is a dome, a canopy. Maybe we can ask what the canopy is made of. If we don't know what the sun is, let's get his definition of what the sun is. And there's a whole bunch of other questions we can go on from there.
Ion, is the dome considered the atmosphere between us and the vacuum of space?
Could you tell me about Agrippa?
All participants are now muted.
Okay, Ion, I've unmuted Ion.
Good.
Are you
great.
Sure, Ion?
And it's simple and easy, and it's the simplest thing in the whole wide world. It's easy that way.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's go through. Trina, do you have a question, Trina?
Question earlier was if our physical and non-physical bodies are merging, are we going to be more like a hologram?
You can recognize it. You'll have a new body and a new earth, but you'll recognize it. You won't recognize it. The way to say it is, would you be recognized as a hologram? And we say, sure. From a little man's perspective looking at you, you might give him the look of as a hologram, but you most definitely will be as God and as in real. Because to say a hologram, is it not real? Well, I don't know. If a hologram can get you off sexually, who cares? Right?
So we won't be in flesh, like our meat sack body now.
You will be in flesh, but the little man may perceive you as a holographic.
That'd be kind of cool.
Okay, Trina, I'm going to move through. Big Sarah, you got a question?
Ion, as far as millennials you were speaking about, there's no more guff, there's no more soup to scoop up, and so did you say that they are getting souls from another planet, or are they newly created souls?
No, they're not newly created. There's some floating about.
Are these the people that are in limbo?
No, they're not in limbo. It's like, where does new porn come from? You know, and there's like this never-ending supply of porn. Well, after a little while, you have porn for every single body. And then every day, there's 10,000 new episodes of porn that comes from somewhere. And so other souls come in just like porn, just from everywhere. Just comes from everywhere. Prolifically.
You said to Bob that you were putting the luminous amount of information in the cloud.
Yes.
Is that where it's coming from? Is it a download?
We don't want to make it be like that because we're fixing to undo how you do that. Once the carbon...
I did something to itself. I don't know what it did. We'll see if it's going to come back.
Okay.
That's a good question about the cloud. I hope he answers it.
Yeah, because like the limbo people, is he uploading them? Their soul recording, you know? I'm thinking maybe it's soul recordings from used to go in the guff. Maybe it's just all going into the cloud.
Oh, no, they're back. Yeah. Okay. You're uploading into the cloud. This is our cloud. Ask about that, Sarah.
I was thinking about the people that have no guff to go to, that have separated themselves. Are you uploading their soul recordings to the cloud, placing that information in the cloud?
Precisely.
So all is available?
Yes.
The last bottle of drops that I got, my Rebob, was absolutely amazing.
Aren't they different? They're becoming. We would like to say they've been becoming all along, but now it's back to that rich macchiato consistency. Or UK macchiato consistency, better than the flat white spice, isn't it?
It was frothy. It's just beautiful. I was wondering, are you perhaps adding some of the living water in there just to acclimate us?
Well, there is living water, or a version of living water that is processed through, but not quite completely. But the next, we amp up the next step, then you'll move right on into Bread of Life. It'll be fun.
And I went and got an application for my TSA pre, and they have to take your fingerprints, and I had to go through several attempts to get fingerprints because my fingerprints weren't showing up, so I just thought I'd tell you that.
That's right. Well, we already know because it's in the palm of your hand now, baby. It's a yes, it's a no, no, maybe. We did this already, remember?
Yeah.
We told you that. It's now it's starting to show up. And it's normal. And now even phlebotomists are thinking, start having new criterion that they go through when people's blood are like glowing in the dark or sparkly, of what to do with it. Or when you break the beakers, when they draw your blood, they explode, what to do about that, how to handle it.
Right.
Because it seems to be occurring. But nobody wants to talk about it because who wants to acknowledge that there really indeed is wavy gravy going around?
That's right.
So, meanwhile, back at the ranch, everybody's ascending and having great fun.
Yay! Yes, and with our milkshake. You mentioned Nonsuch Palace.
Especially when you have fries with that shake, yes.
You mentioned Nonsuch Palace. Could that be considered the 12th castle?
What's Nonsuch Palace?
Nonsuch Palace. It's George Hobnail's 1586 watercolor of the Nonsuch Palace. Henry VIII built it.
Henry VIII built it to rival Francis I's Chambord.
Right. In Surrey. Surrey, England, Bob.
No, that's not the twelfth fucking castle is in the Loire Valley.
Yes, but she was asking about where Nonsuch was, and we were telling her where it was and who did it. But it's not the 12th.
What I was going to say is that it seems very strange to me that it could be completely dismantled to the point where it looks as if it never existed. And
that's right.
All of the artwork, which was extravagant in the interior, was sold off. And so it occurred to me that maybe pieces of that palace are in other palaces or in other castles in the Loire Valley. Could that be?
It can, and it is. This Tudor dynasty was built to rival Francis I's Chateau de Chambord, same time.
To establish the headquarters for the new Protestant Huguenot Reformation, right?
A royal
Who's going to be
household.
The leader?
Royal household.
Who's going to be the leader of the Protestants is what the battle would be between Margarita and Henry's people, correct?
It's what Renaissance design meant to England.
Loire Valley meant to the French what the Renaissance
right.
meant to England.
And
good
so
question,
all of
Sarah.
These wars in France that concerned all of these people you're speaking of in Loire Valley, it all comes down to the, well, maybe the atmosphere is changing and that's why the Protestant Reformation happened, but when new religions were created away from the Catholic Church, it was because they couldn't accept the transubstantiation. It seems to all come down to that in the very beginning. And so if they couldn't accept it then, isn't that what is happening now that Bob is doing and you're doing and we are all doing?
Yeah, the Catholics were correct on the transubstantiation. See, the Protestants come in with the printing press, so they're visually biased. They're responding to the new left hemisphere effect of print, and the acoustic Catholics, they understood the magical aspect better. That would be in the realm of mortar. Do you agree with that, Ian, or is that too complicated?
Sounds fine. Yeah, well, we're so simple, Bob. You know, we really can't get much past us. We simplify things down to nothingness.
That's a good. Another good question. You actually amazing question, Sarah. You're actually bringing forth new knowledge.
We put you a little picture of the table fountain that is in Nonsuch Palace.
Employee of the week.
Oh,
Sarah, being Sarah, employee of the week.
Ion, when Mary was married to Francis, I mean, the French court spent some time at Chambord. Were they aware of all of the, or utilize all of the abilities that they could see, you know, gain information or knowledge in Chambord?
Yes, it's for sure. Okay, Bob has to go to the beach now. Thank you all very, very much. Enjoy and play hard.
Thank you very much,
Ion.